It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Live down here at Axel, Kansas, at Axel High School with the Johnson West Mustangs picking on the Axel Eagles. We only have a boys matchup here at 2.1 KMZR Game of the Week here on Tuesday. It's the Johnson West Mustangs and the Axel Eagles. Bobby back in studio. Crew Cup again down here at Axel, Kansas. We only have a boys game here in our matchup between Johnson West and Axel. I got here about a couple hours ago and of course, the matchup will
join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, I'm Printed Prophet Bobby back in studio. Apologies for that. Kind of some spotty service down here at Axel High School right now for this matchup. Again, we got the Northwest Mustangs and the Axel Eagles, but it's only our boys' matchup. Our girls' matchup was canceled just a couple of hours ago. It came out at roughly around 2:30 today, that Axel and Johnson West girls were not going to play each other. That matchup will be postponed and to be decided at a later time and date this season. The reason being, again, as I was saying before I was cut off there, is that Axel has a short number of girls to play on tonight, so they weren't able to get a team out on the floor. Not only do you have Maggie Strothman, who may potentially be out for the season, that's something I don't officially know for sure, but getting that looked at on her as she got kind of dinged up last week against Lynn in the second quarter of that Twin Diet League tournament game semifinal. But not only do you have her who will be out for tonight, there would also be a lot of other girls that apparently are sick today. So Axel girls not able to get a team together here for tonight. So D-U-S Axel not playing tonight. We'll play at a later time on the girls' side. But we do have our boys' matchup here still today. The Dunford-West Mustangs of Class 2A taking on the Class 1A Division 2 ranked second team in that class, the Axel Eagle Boys. First time this season we've been down here at Axel to broadcast this team. Had a plenty of broadcasts this year following this team on the road, but the first time here at home for Axel, and we called it all last week when we had Axel in coverage. I mean, this was an incredible Axel team. They had a 35-game winning streak, and they had a three consecutive TBL tournament champion streak, but it all came down into the TBL championship game against Hanover, in which it was snapped by the Hanover Wildcats 75-48. It was an unfortunate loss for the Axel Eagles, again, not only ending a 35-game winning streak, but also here, the first loss of the season handled the Axel this year, and on top of that, it ended a three consecutive year streak of winning the Twin Valley League Tournament Championship there on the boys' side. So this is an Axel team that's definitely going to be on fire tonight on the boys' side. They're going to look to get out hot. They're going to be explosive, and they're not going to hold back. I mean, that's the Axel way. I mean, this is a team that when they need to bounce back, they know how to bounce back. If they take a loss, they know how to get right back out of it and respond. They're a team that's still averaging nearly 70 points scored per game this season, only allowing an average of 40 points a game this season. Head coach Jason Tynan, coming off as coach of the year last year in Class 1 in Division 2, and he's going to be a coach that can easily change the season back around. It's only one loss, and Axel, they take Hanover on again next Friday. That game will be here at home for Axel, and a big thing about that contest is, again, it could be the decider who wins this Twin Valley League, but Axel, depending how things settle out here for the remainder of the regular season for Axel and both Hanover, these two teams might not have to match up in sub-state, as both would control the one and the two spots, and then they'd face on their own side of their own bracket, and so they'd meet potentially for the next time at the state tournament in Emporia. So it'd definitely be interesting to see the Axel-Hanover rivalry here on the basketball side. Of course, we know the story from football, Hanover snapping the incredible winning streak of Axel, but also ending their four-time consecutive streak being eight-man Division II champion. So for the Axel Eagles, you know, for this season, it's about being able to respond and being able to get themselves back here in the win column. And they have the opportunity to do so against Dauphin West tonight. And another thing to mention here about this Axel team, as we can kind of continue to roll off some things about this team, Logan Sandman returned last week to this unit, played his first game actually against Dauphin West here in the year of 2026, got a rebound and a bucket in that game. Then he came in and played against Hanover, which he recorded 8 points, tied with Landon Schmitz to lead the team in the loss, 75-48 against the Hanover Wildcats. I had an opportunity when I came in here to talk to head coach or assistant coach James Shaughnessy for Axel, and a lot, and I was just kind of chatting with him about that game at Hanover, and a lot of it came down to he just said that it just wasn't our best game that we played this season. It was clear we weren't playing fast, we weren't playing up tempo. The next time we see this team at Hanover, you know, we're gonna come out quicker. We're gonna be the ones that, you know, initiate the first contact, getting up there to the basket and scoring those points. And that's exactly what Axel is going to try to mimic in this game here against Dauphin West, is be able to get out quick first, score first, get out of the defensive transitions, get those steals, turn them into points. And that's exactly how this Axel team has, you know, relayed this entire season, is points off turnovers. They're a team that averages 14 steals a game. They're a team that averages nearly 2 blocks a game. They get those turnovers, and they can quickly put them back into points. They run a great pressure defense, full court, man-to-man. They know how to get and take care of teams that they play against. So it'll be an interesting matchup here between Dauphin West and Axel. Of course, these two teams just played last week. Axel winning 66-32, running clock being enforced in the fourth quarter. Extended to an 8-game winning streak with Axel against Dauphin West. The last time Axel having lost to Dauphin West back in 2021, where they lost 46-37. But this is Dauphin West team has been very different compared to previous seasons. And when we had that coverage at the Twin Valley League Tournament, it was a team that was completely revamped from years past. This is the first time D-West has had a winning season up to this point in the year, more than halfway through the season, 10-5. Since 2018 was their last time they had a winning season. It was also the last time that they had had a bye going into the Twin Valley tournament, and that was a big thing for Jonathan West, is that they, not only was it the first time having a bye since that year, is the first time making it to the Final Four. Unfortunately, they came up short against Axel, but they bounced back and went in the third place match against Clifton Clyde, 50-47. Clifton Clyde, they missed a three-point shot at half court, potentially send that game into overtime, but that was an incredible game for Jonathan West, and it's been an incredible season for this team so far. A team that is, again, with new heights, new hopes, trying to accomplish a lot this season. Of course, look to make a lot of noise once they get to the postseason side of things. Both these teams, Jonathan West and Axel, are both undefeated in Twin Valley League play. Axel is 5-0, and Jonathan West is 3-0. Both these teams, one of them has to handle the loss in the league tonight, while the other will remain undefeated. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll come right back here for our coverage of tonight's action. Our only matchup is our boys' game. Girls' game was canceled a couple of hours ago, but our only game here tonight on a Tuesday on 92.1 KMZA is the Jonathan West Mustangs taking on the Axel Eagles. 3 minutes aside. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
To sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, live down here at Axel, Kansas. I'm Brendan Prophet, Bobby back in studio. We got about 8 minutes here until tip-off between the Jonathan West Mustangs and the Axel Eagles, a rematch that, well, was a game that not happened more than just a week ago. It was last Thursday when these two teams last met. Axel came away with the victory 66-32 with a running clock being enforced in the fourth quarter. So Jonathan West looking to get a little spike of revenge here against the Axel Eagles. But for Axel, they're trying to bounce back after having a 35-game winning streak. Get dethroned on Friday against the Ann Arbor Wildcats as they lost 75-48 in the TVL Championship also breaking a three consecutive year streak of winning the Twin Valley League Championship. I mentioned earlier in our last pregame that I had chatted with head coach James Shaughnessy with the Axel Eagles, and I came in, talked to him, kind of about that game last Friday against Hanover, and kind of reiterate what I said earlier when James Shaughnessy said, cousin of Colin Shaughnessy, big thing to mention was, that just, again, didn't fire out the way that they have all season long. They're going to try to definitely get back their footing here today. Lineup's looking a little different here than usual for Axel. That was the other thing that was kind of important to bring up. I was talking to James just a minute ago, and he said, first start of the season here for Logan Sandman, a 6'6" junior, a.k.a. the Mountain is the nickname I have deemed for him, with his impressive ability to be able to get off the floor and get on the board. He's got over 80 points this season. He's averaging easily over 14 points a game. He's played in 4.5 rebounds a game. So he's a big man. He's able to use his height for incredible things down inside the paint. And against Hanover last Friday, despite the loss, you could just see how much good work that Logan Sandman brings to this team, how much effort and how much energy. His ability to work the inside is unlike anyone else from the Twin Valley League. I mean, you got guys that are matched 6'4", 6'4", 3 against him, and still you just can't, not only can you not reach the 6'6" height, but you can't reach his verticality, as his ability to stretch the basket is also impressive. So I wouldn't be surprised if potentially we saw a dunk here tonight from Logan Sandman, but as I just mentioned, him being one of the starters here tonight, getting his first start of the season, entirety 2025-2026 combined. It's his third game here played officially of 2026. It'll be his first, hopefully, full game played also of 2026. And it'll be his first start of the 2025-2026 season. So big accomplishment there for Logan Sandman. And again, hoping that he can continue to stay healthy and help this Axel team reach new heights this season. Of course, the heights that were achieved last year with the Class 1A Division II championship game that was taken over Cunningham 57-39. Axel would love to go back and repeat for another consecutive season on the basketball side, especially if they have a chance to knock out Hanover in the process. But Axel looking at their starters here tonight. Action, Landon Schmidt, the 5'10" senior letter winner, is averaging 6.5 points per game, 3.8 rebounds a game. Joel Leibarger, a 5'10" junior guard and the letter winner, is averaging nearly 10 points a game. Wyatt Detweiler, a 5'10" junior guard, letter winner, is nearly at 10 points a game, 4.5 rebounds a game. Logan Sandman, a 6'6" junior forward, is averaging roughly over 14 points a game and 4.5 rebounds a game. And then earning one of his few starts here at the season, Clayton Heinen, a 5'10" junior letter winner guard, he's averaging over 2 points a game and also over a rebound a game. And that's also another interesting thing about this Eagles lineup is Clayton Heinen maybe able to work in the mix. I had asked head coach Jason Tynan about Clayton Heinen last Wednesday, about this athlete and, kind of his presence that he's able to kind of have here on the court for the Axel Eagles. As last Monday in the Twin Valley League second round against Centralia, when Axel won 69-52, Colin Shaughnessy had went out in the second quarter, and Axel was kind of needing a couple guys to step up because Shaughnessy had gotten into a little bit of foul trouble, and they found a guy in Clayton Heinen, and he came in, put up 7 points, a couple of boards, and he helped Axel come back and score 24 points in the second quarter and take a lead 34-33 right before the half against Centralia. And over the past couple games, he's also been just as consistent. And, Jason Tiny said that's the one great thing about this team is the depth. We've got so many guys who can play out here on the floor that can play up to a very high level. And Clayton Heinen, he's just one of those guys that can play, come in from the bench, but be able to earn a start here is a huge accomplishment for him as an athlete and as a player to be able to prove himself. Again, not only a part of this, top seven, top eight guys that, play on this team, going first, second off the bench, but a guy that could reasonably start any given night. And again, that's just the kind of athletes that Axel has. They can kind of rotate in and out a bunch of different guys. I mean, Colin Shaughnessy, he's not starting tonight for Axel, but you know exactly that he can come off the bench within the first minute or 2 minutes and make some noise, make some action, averaging the high on the team at 25 points per game, and he's averaging over 30 points a game here out of his last seven games he has played. So he's been playing at a very high level. And for Jonathan West, their starters will be Colter Peterson, a 5'10" senior. Michael Albers, a 6'4" senior. Kasich Keller, a 6'1" sophomore. Dustin Veach, a 5'9" senior. And catcher Peterson, a 6-foot freshman. Jonathan West, their head coach by Derek Shelton. And Axel, our head coach by Jason Tyner. Real quick, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout for the playing of the national anthem. Afterwards, we'll come back. We'll have coverage. Jonathan West and Axel.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is encouraging you to roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Donated blood supports patients right here in our community through surgery, trauma care, and life-saving treatment every single day. One donation can help up to three people. You make a difference for a neighbor, a friend, or someone you'll never meet, but whose life you'll change forever. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. Bobby back in studio. Kernan Prophet down here live at Axel, Kansas, here at Axel High School as the Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division 2 here host of Class 2A, Jonathan West Mustangs. No girls match up here today. Girls game is canceled and will be postponed till a later date. But we have our boys game here coming up. The Axel boys, the ranked number 2 team of Class 1A Division 2. A team that right now has an 8-game winning streak against this Jonathan West Mustang, and a team that is trying to come off a loss against the Hanover Wildcats in the TBL Championship. Real quick, looking back over both teams' starters tonight's action. Axel, again, led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season. Lineage bench, Joe Weinbarger, Wyatt Detweiler, Logan Sandman, Clayton Heinem. And for the Jonathan West Mustangs, Derek Shelton, his third season. Colton Peterson, Michael Albers, Casey Keller, Dustin Veach, Jan Catcher Peterson, all for the Jonathan West Mustangs. And with all that being said, we got 4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Jonathan West and Axel all here 92.1. KMZA tip-off getting ready. Axel, it's Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior on the tip-off. And for Jonathan West, it's the 6'4" forward senior, Michael Albers. And it'll be Axel who wins the tip-off. Wyatt Detweiler has it in the right wing. Up top to the perimeter. Now Schmidt to the left side wing. As he dribbles inside. Cuts the back out. 3-point shot up by Joe Weinbarger. Hit off the left iron. And rebounded immediately by Logan Sandman. He's got an offensive rebound and a put back for the first 2 points of the game. Axel strikes first. 2-0 over Jonathan West with 7:36 to go in quarter number one. Jonathan West now with the ball. Dustin Veach has it. Veach with 10 threes throughout the Twin Valley League tournament. Just an incredible player. He had 10 threes in the win over Blue Valley Randolph. 5 threes in that win. Here, Jonathan West working with the ball. Colter Peterson at the top of the wing. Now he's driving right side. And he loses the ball. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Veach. That'll be our first turnover of the game, and it's against the Jonathan West Mustangs. Axe right now up 2-0 here in quarter number one. 7:14 left to go. Axe over Dolphin West. Axe back with the basketball. Wide Detweiler. Pass the timeline. Right corner. Clayton Heinen. Three-point shot is up off the bucket, but rebounded by Schmitz. Axe already two offensive rebounds in this quarter. And it's underneath the basket, changes, looking right. Sandman misses a bucket. And a rebound by Dustin Veach. Dolphin West. Defense. Transitioning here now into their offense. D. West working with it inside. Goal for Peterson. Kicks it out. Three-point shot is up by catcher Peterson. He misses it. And it's rebounded by Logan Sandman. But Sandman loses the ball. Axel, their first turnover. And then Logan Sandman gets the block, but it's back in the hands of Donovan West. So Donovan West back with the basketball here at the top of the perimeter. It's Keller. Now here, three-point shot up again by catcher Peterson. He misses it. And Logan Sandman's got his third board here of the quarter. Quarter one, 6:16 left to go. Axel 2-0 over Donovan West. Axel with the ball. Detweiler swings it out left side. Chest pass. Now to Sandman at the top. Sandman, the big man, will take a three. He'll miss it, but underneath the basket will be Joel Leibauer to make the offensive rebound. Axel already three offensive rebounds here in quarter one. Schmitz drives inside. He loses the ball. It's stolen away from his hands by catcher Peterson. His 30th steal of the year as he leads the team, averaging three steals per game. Axel, two turnovers here in this quarter, back-to-back. Now D. West has the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Substitution on the floor. D. West takes out catcher Peterson. One freshman will put in another form, and Braylon Shelton, the six-foot freshman, is averaging 6.5 points per game and 2 rebounds a game this season. Just shooting a touch over 30%. D. West with the ball. And they're going to run out of time to throw this ball in. It's going to be a violation. And it'll be a turnover for the Dolphin West Mustangs. Both teams now with 2 turnovers in this quarter. Axel takes over, working right to left of your dial. Axel on the white tops, white bottoms with the red stripes and blue numerals. Dolphin West with the dark blue tops, bottoms, and orange numerals and white trim. As Logan Sandman drives inside against Albers and goes in for two. Logan Sandman, his first start of the season, he's making it worthwhile. 3 rebounds, a block, and 4 points already in the first 3 minutes. Dolphin West trying to handle this Axel Eagle press, and they lose the ball. Schmidt with the steal. Axel has it, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dolphin West. 5:13 to go in quarter one, 4-0. Axel leads over Donovan West. It was a really incredible JV game that happened right before this. Axel had won 89-60 over Donovan West. So if that tells the tale of this varsity game, I mean, definitely going to be a high-scoring affair between these two teams. Shot up by Sandman, missed, and rebounded by Rucker Haring as he's entered the game now for the first time for Donovan West. And then right as he's entered the game here, ball is knocked out of bounds against Axel. Donovan West will have it still. Near sideline, it's Dustin Veach. He looks left. He goes out to Haring. Haring out to Peterson. Peterson needs to get it past half court. Works the ball behind his back. One-on-one against Joe Leibarger. Number three on number three. And a foul will be drawn on the Axel Eagles, Joe Leibarger. That'll be his first foul of the game. It'll be the first team foul also here for the Axel Eagles. Donovan West will now throw it in underneath the glass on the left side. Shuckelter Peterson. He'll go over the top to Albers. Albers. Transfers the ball back out to Peterson. Sets up a pick and roll. Peterson doesn't go that way. Instead, he goes behind him to Veach. Veach now back to Peterson. 4:37 to go in this quarter. Quarter one. Axel over Donovan West. 4-0. The West working with the ball, and it's taken away. Second steal of the game here by Schmidt. Down the floor. Schmidt. After his teammate, Heinen. Heinen. Out to Leibarger. Leibarger trying to set up an alley-oop for Sandman, but it's picked up by Michael Albers. His first steal of the contest. Axel now 3 turnovers in quarter one. The West working with the ball. It's Veach. Veach drives inside, working 1-1 against Sandman. He is denied. And the offensive rebound, defensive rebound, lead by Clayton Heinen. Down the floor, inside, Logan Sandman found the paint, trying to stir, couldn't get his shot to go in, and a rebound for Rucker Haring in the DUS defense. They transition here on the offensive side, three-point shot is up by Dustin Veach, and he splashes it from up top. Dauphin West, their first points of the game. Now they're only down by one. 4-3 to Axel. 3:42 to go in quarter one, but Schmitz responds quickly, drawing it a defensive foul, shot foul. And now Schmitz will go up to the line to shoot two. Schmitz is yet to get any points here in this quarter, but he's got two steals and a rebound. He's been very active here on the floor. His first free throw shot is up and good. Hyman Schmitz averaging a touch over 50%, shooting from the free throw line this season. As his team, Axel is hitting over 60%. Logan Sandman will get a break as he'll get some time here off the floor. And next shot is up and good for Landon Schmitz. Landon Schmitz goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Axel still has the lead, 6-3 over Donovan West. With 3:40 left to go in this opening quarter. And Donovan West here drawing another foul against Axel. He'll once again be on Joe Liebarger. That'll be his second foul here in this quarter. Second team foul for Axel. And Logan Sandman will be ready to come right back here into the game for the Axel Eagles. Coming right in for Wyatt Detweiler. Lucas Talbot also coming in here for the Axel Eagles. So both Talbot and Sandman here on the floor. Peterson for Donovan West. Here got the Braden Shelton. D. West with the ball. Catcher Peterson swings it right side to Shelton. Shelton back to Peterson. Freshman getting it to each other up the side of the perimeter. Now we'll go to Haring. Haring to Peterson. 13 seconds here on the shot clock from the top of the key. Peterson taking it straight away. It's missed. The rebound by Axel. They'll take it down the floor to Schmidt. On the right wing, Schmitz inside the key, goes behind him. It's back in the right corner to Talbot. Talbot to Schmitz in the right wing. 3 minutes now left to go in quarter one. Screen is set. Ball is kicked out. Three-point shot is up. Miss Schmitz makes the offensive rebound, but flips the ball out after missing his shot. And that'll turn the ball over and give it back to Donovan West. Both teams have 4 turnovers in this first quarter. 2:53 remaining, 6-3, Axel over Donovan West. Substitution for the D-West Mustangs as Michael Albers will come off the floor and it will come Kaysen Keller, the 6'1 sophomore. D-West gets the ball in on their side of the floor, looking from the backcourt. It's Coulter Peterson, the second team all-league returner from last year, averaging the team high at 13.3 points per game. Peterson working with him on the far side wing. He sets it to Keller. Keller, three-point shot. It's nothing but net. And Donovan West decides this matchup with the three-point line. 6-6 against Axel. 2:30 to go in quarter one. Axel with the ball. It's Detweiler on the left side wing. He'll point to Heinen. Heinen will come up to the top of the three-point line. Heinen pointing to his right, looking for Schmidt to go to the far corner. Talbot will rotate into the left. Heinen up to the free throw at the top of the line. And he gets this ball past him. Now back up to Zetwar on the left side wing. 10 seconds here on the shot clock, and Axel just working with it around the perimeter. He'll throw it inside, and it's taken away by Coulter Peterson. Peterson, his first steal of the game. Dawson West, they have 4 steals in this first quarter here against Axel. D. West here with the ball. Peterson inside the paint, flips it out to his teammate. And Harn will travel from the short corner. Both teams now 5 turnovers in quarter one. 1:46 to go in this first. 6-6 our score. Axel against Donovan West. Axel with the ball. After the travel, Wyatt Detweiler, the guard, passing out to his right side to Heinen. Heinen to Sandman. Sandman backdoor passing to Detweiler. What a pass from Logan Sandman to snag the assist, and Detweiler a great finish on top. D-West, they are back down by 2 with 1:23 to go in this first quarter. Keller inside the paint will kick it out. Driving inside is Veach. Now Veach will go to catcher. Catcher, Eurostep inside. Couldn't finish. Impressive step by the freshman, but he gets his own rebound. Going through multiple defenders to clear his path. That will set up a second chance opportunity now for the D-West Mustangs offense. With it is Shelton at the top of the perimeter. He dribbles out to his right side. Shot clock reset at 14. Now left to go. The catcher driving inside. Now backing out. Out to Haring. Haring, 4 seconds on the shot clock. Beach, 3 foot from the arc, missing the three-pointer. But the ball is knocked away out of bounds by Logan Sandman and Axel, so the shot clock resets to 35. And Z West will maintain the possession. 38 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Z West only down by 2-8-6 to Axel, and this is exactly what Z West wants here. Take as much time as they can off the board. Limit the offensive possessions for Axel. Z West will substitute a couple of players here. During this short break, Michael Albers will come in on the floor, as well as Coulter Peterson. Peterson will throw the ball in on the left side of the glass for the inbound play. He'll go over the top. He'll find Albers. Albers, a right-hand stretch. He gets the ball. He tosses it out to Peterson. And Peterson will try to probably get as much time as he can off the board until he makes a decisive decision. Only 30 seconds left of this quarter to go. He'll throw one up. And it is rebounded by Landon Schmidt. Schmidt down the floor to Heinen. Heinen now the Detweiler in the left corner. Back up to Schmidt. Axel working with the ball. We'll go to Sabat in the near side short corner. He'll take a shot, and he'll go in for two. Look at Sabat. Taking a short quarter jumper to make it 10-6. Obviously here for Axel. Three-point shot to end this quarter here for Michael Albers is missed. And Axel will go into the second quarter with a four-point lead, 10-6. Over Jonathan West, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Hanzaland Radio.
We start the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA between the Dolphin West Mustangs and the Axel Eagles. Here in our boys' matchup, again, our girls' matchup was canceled, and that game will be made up at a different date. But Axel boys, U.S. boys here, Axel up by 4, 10-6 to start quarter number 2. D. West with the ball. It's Albers at the top of the perimeter, holding it. But go behind his back to Shelton. Shelton passing it to his teammate Albers, but the ball is stolen, taken away by Abram Costell. His first time in the game here for the Axel Eagles. Here, Axel trying to dish it inside. They go in for two. Finding Schmidt. Axel now up by 6, their largest lead. 12-6 over GUS, 7:17 to go in this second quarter. Coulter Peterson with it at the top of the perimeter. Dribbling out to his left side. Working one-on-one against Logan Sandman. He throws it inside to Albers, and that ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. Jonathan West. 6 turnovers here on the half. Axel with 5. GUS here keeping the ball under the glass, though. Love with Peterson, bounce pass inside. He'll go into Keller, and Keller will slice for an easy 2. Peterson will pick up the assist. U.S. now went down by 4, 12-8. The Axel with 62 left to go in the second quarter. Detweiler, 3-point shot up from the left wing is missed. Sandman trying to get the putback to go in, could not. And Albers make the defensive rebound for the Dolphin West Mustang. Beach, dribbling right side. Bouncing in the step, and still pass to the left to Coulter. Coulter Peterson driving to his right. Now on the low wing, one-on-one against White Detweiler to the key. Now setting up a three-point shot for Beach again. It's back off the iron and rebounded by Detweiler. Axel quickly down the floor and not able to get the finish, but the putback accomplished by Costell. And Axel is up by 6, 14-8 over the Northwest Mustangs. Timeout taken here. It's a quick 30, 6:14 to go here in quarter number 2. Axel 14, Dawson West 8. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hanzaland Radio.
Six 12 left to go here in quarter number 2 between Axel and DUS Boys. Axel up by 6, 14-8. Dawson West with the ball, near side wing, driving inside, Keller. Keller passing and taken away by Clayton Heinen, his first steal of the game. Seven turnover the half for Dawson West, and being able to go in for two, so they get the finish. Wyatt Detweiler for the Axel Eagles. Now at 4 points on the game, Detweiler, and now nearly another steal for Axel as the collision's on the far side of the floor between Veach and Sandman, but both are able to get up. The U.S. will have the ball. It was knocked out of bounds by Axel. Coming in off the bench to throw it in will be Ketcher Peterson, the 6 foot freshman guard. He had 4 threes in the Twin Valley League tournament last week. Peterson out to Veach. Veach to Haring up top. Haring now back to Peterson. Peterson at the top of the perimeter loses the ball out of his hand, and Detweiler gets the steal down the floor. Ball is knocked out of bounds. By the process, there was a foul. We'll call it on Jonathan West. It'll be on catcher Peterson, his first foul of the game. First team foul of the quarter here for either team. Jonathan West gets it. Axel with it. Under the glass, they throw it into Kostel, and Kostel splashes a three from the corner. Now 5 points here in the quarter and half for Abram Kostel. 19-8. Axel now their largest lead of 9 over Jonathan West. 3-point shot is up to try to respond by Peterson. He misses, and now they're going to get a jump ball under the basket. And the possession arrow will favor here the Axel Eagles. 5 minutes, 6 seconds to go of quarter two. Eagles on top, 19-8 over Jonathan West. After this half on for halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from the online at highlandcc.edu. Axel working with the ball. It's Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler out to the right side to Schmidt. Schmidt on the low right wing. Dribber out left-handed to the top of it. He'll go up back to Detweiler. Detweiler, Sandman. Sandman setting a screen for Leibarger as he drives in the paint and will travel in the process. Axel, their sixth turnover of the half. 4:48 to go in quarter two. 19-8. Axel over Jonathan West. Jonathan West here with the ball. Catcher Peterson throwing it in, working left to right of your dial. Jonathan West fighting a full court pressure, and they immediately turn the ball over, taken away by Leibarger. He steals it and is fouled to go up to the line to shoot two. Leibarger up to the line to shoot two. The Leonard Winter guard coming back from last season, who averaged a point and a half and a point and a rebound per game last season. Joe Leibarger here at the line. His first shot is up and good. Leibarger, he's got over 100 points scored this year. Just one of four players who have over 100 points scored on the year here for the Axel Eagles. This next shot is up and good as well. Leibarger goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And Axel, they've scored 11 points here in quarter number 2 already with 4:44 left to go in it. 21-8, Axel leads over D. West. D. West here with the ball. Coulter Peterson drives right side, 1-on-1 against Leibarger. Coulter back up to the top of the half-court logo. Now throwing out to the left side to Haring, Haring to Veach. Top of the timeline, Veach dribbling out to his left. Only 8 seconds here on the shot clock. The ball's loose and stolen by Landon Schmidt. His third steal of the game. Ninth turnover for Dawson West. Axel quickly down the floor. Foul is called. It'll be on the D-West Mustangs. Called on Cason Keller. It'll be his first foul picked up of the game. Third team foul of the quarter here for D-West. Axel so clean in the foul count. Axel getting the ball in under the glass. They're in the Schmidt. Schmidt driving on the baseline. Fouled. Will go up and shoot two. Schmidt's already a really nice first half. 4 points, 2 for 2 at the free throw line. 3 rebounds and 3 steals. Landon Schmidt is having himself a game. He had a couple of really good games. The Twin Valley League tournaments and definitely some season highs for sure. An impressive game against Centralia in which he scored roughly about 16 points in the game. 7 points in the second quarter that helped put that comeback together for Axel over Centralia in the first half. Schmidt's here at the free throw line, drops the bucket both times. He goes 2 for 2. Now 23-8, our score. Down the floor quickly, Donovan Wise couldn't buy the bucket. Schmidt, another rebound for him. It's fourth of the half. Axel now working with it. Liebarger. Liebarger out to Detweiler. Detweiler off quick of his feet. He throws it to Talbot. Talbot to Kostel. Kostel down to Schmidt. Schmidt on the baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds. Now they're going to say last touch on Schmidt. It'll be a turnover for the Axel Eagles. Their seventh of the half. Donovan West will take over. 3:43 to go in the second quarter. Down 23-8. A 15-point deficit. Donovan West, they lost 66-32 against Axel last Thursday. 3-point shots up by Veach. Veach missing it. The rebound's by Kostel down the floor. Axel works it to Schmidt. Schmidt steps back, thinks about a shot, and then goes to Talbot. Talbot to Detweiler. Detweiler to Liebarger at the top of the key. They'll drive right side, goes to Talbot. Talbot working down the paint and couldn't finish. Beautiful move, but unfortunate. No for the finish. Dustin Veach making the rebound and then turning the ball over. Joe Liebarger fouled. And he'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line after his steal, his second steal of the game. So far, great game for Axel at the free throw line. Great game overall here. They're 6 for 6 in the line, though. Liebarger at the charity strap as his first shot is up and good. Joe Liebarger, 3 for 3 now on the game. 2 steals and a rebound all here in this first half and in the second quarter specifically. He's had a very well-rounded second quarter for his team. Logan Sandman comes in back for the Axel Eagles. Coming out will be Abram Kostel, 5'10 senior. And here at the free throw line, Liebarger misses his second shot after making his first. And the rebound is picked up by Haring. With the Northwest Mustangs, C. West, working with it, it's Keller. Keller, Shelton, Peterson on the right side wing. They'll flash up to the top, set up Shelton for a three-pointer. It's off the back of the iron, ball knocked around, but they're going to get a foul here on Axel. Calling against Logan Sandman. Extension with his hands off the back of a player. His first foul of the game. Landon Schmidt gets a break here for the Axel team. First time on the bench in this first half, getting a break. Donovan West does his ball in. Keller, Peterson, three-pointer is up and good. Catcher Peterson splashes a three, the third three of the half for Donovan West. 24-11, Axel up by 13 to D. West with 2:30 to go in the first half. Logan Sandman, offensive rebound. Under the basket, kick out. Detweiler, a three-point shot. He hits it, but they're going to get 3 seconds in the lane called on Sandman. That was a huge three on the right wing by Wyatt Detweiler. Would have been the second three of the game for Axel, but unfortunately, on a lane violation, Axel, that is their fourth turnover of this quarter, but their ninth turnover here on the half, and right as D-West gets the ball, they give it right back over. 10 turnovers down in the half for Donovan West. Axel now with the ball again. Up by 13, 24-11. With 2:22 to go in this second quarter. Liebarger has the pass under the glass. Right side into Detweiler straight away, and Detweiler from the short corner popping an easy two. Now 6 points and a half for him. The U.S. struggling here against this full court pressure by Axel. Trying to get down the floor with catcher Peterson, the freshman. As he loses the ball, he picks it back up. He's stuck on his pivot, but he goes to Albers. Albers is taken away by Clayton Heinen for his steal. 11th turnover of the half for the Mustangs. And now a three-point shot is up by Detweiler. It's missed. Ball is being pinballed around on the baseline and knocked out officially by Axel. And they'll give it to Donovan West. Axel making substitution from Bill Leibarger, the 6'2" sophomore in the game. 1:51 to go in this first half, 26-11, a 15-point lead, largest for Axel over Donovan West. And the West here is struggling to get this ball in bounds, working left around your dial, trying to get this in, handling a full court pressure by the Axel Eagles. Keller bounce passes it to Shelton. Shelton out to Hayden Paulino. Hayden Paulino, he's stuck with the ball. It's right now, the U.S. is only going backwards. They got to get it past half court. That timeout will be taken by head coach Derek Shelton. 1:43 left to go here in quarter number two. It's 26-11. Axel leads over Dolphin West by 15. It's a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming out of the timeout, D. West flashing a three. Now Axel here down the floor, working with the ball. Shot foul is called on Jonathan West. Axel go up and shoot two. Three-point shot was nailed by Kaysen Keller. Jonathan West has four threes in this first half, all by different players. Coulter Peterson, Kaysen Keller, Dustin Beach, and catcher Peterson. Here found at the free throw line is Logan Sam. His first shot is up and off the back of the iron. Donovan West, they've drawn to a 12-point game. 26-14, Axel ahead. 1:22 to go in this first half. Sam Manny hits his second free throw shot after missing his first. Now Kaysen Keller will throw this one in. Into Peterson, catcher, driving down the near sideline, working one-on-one against Bill Leibarger. Ball is knocked out of his hands. Last touch by Leibarger. West will throw it back in around half court near their own bench. There they'll throw it in all the way under their own defensive basket to Peterson. Peterson drives it past half court and he loses the ball. It's on the ground and then an immediate foul. It was called on the Donovan West Mustangs. They have had a multitude of fouls here in this quarter, six fouls. So here they've already hit the five required for the double bonus. As the third foul of the game for catcher Peterson. Here at the free throw line, the shoot two will be Joe Leibarger. Landon Schmitz will come in for substitution for the Axel Eagles. Head coach Jason Simon talking one-on-one here with Bill Leibarger on the near side. As at the free throw line is Joe Leibarger. Leibarger's first shot is up and missed. So far, Joel Leibarger, 3 of 5 at the free throw line this game. Try to make it 4 of 6 this next attempt. Looking to make it a 14-point game, and he will. Joel Leibarger nails the second free throw shot, 28-14. Axel over D. West. with 70 seconds to go this first half. D. West trying to break the full court press. They do not. Second steal of the game for Logan Sandman. Here Axel working with the ball outside the perimeter. Right of it to Leibarger. Leibarger into Sandman, and Sandman, the ball is just bounced off his fingertips. And that'll be Axel's 10th turnover on the half. D. West with 12 working with the ball right now as they get it in, and it's immediately stolen by Joel Leibarger, his third steal of the game, and then it's stolen right back by Jonathan West. Down the floor, Dustin Beach misses a bunny after recording the steal, and now it's back with Jonathan West, and they finish it for two with Logan Sandman. Now Jonathan West handling the ball down the floor. Colter Peterson at half court, one-on-one against Leibarger. Don't get the foul on Leibarger. That'll be his third foul of the game, as he will come and take a step to the bench. Going in for him will be Clayton Heinen. Heinen's had a good first half so far, a couple of steals and some rebounds. 30-14, actual 16-point lead over D. West with 30 seconds left to go this first half. D. West with the ball. Bounce passing to Veach. Veach has half court, stuck in a 2-1 trap on the far side, and this ball is loose on the ground, picked up by Colter Peterson, and it's a jump ball. Possession will stay with Jonathan West. Well, Jonathan West, they're confused. They're going down the floor like they're going to go play defense, but here they're on the offensive side. They get it corrected, and Keller will throw the ball in. On the far sideline, he'll dish it in to Dustin Veach. Veach pass half court. One of the fastest players here definitely on this team and also during the track season and the baseball season, as he holds the steal record at Jonathan West High School. Most steals by a player ever. Keller. After a foul being called by Axel, Southwest throws it back in. The U.S. working with it on the far corner. Three-point shot is up by Keller to try to end this half, and it's in! Jason Keller putting the hammer on the nail before the final seconds expire. Jonathan West down by 13 to Axel, 30-17. We'll step aside for a couple minutes. We'll be back for halftime show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your local agents for a free review. Courtney Boswell in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here to a halftime show on a Tuesday down here at Axtell, Kansas on MSC Sports Radio Network between the Northwest Mustangs and the Axtell Eagles. Our boys matchup game, we had no girls matchup here today as the girls game had to be canceled due to lack of players there on the Axtell side, but they'll look to make that game up at a later date here this season. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, on Lynn Highland, cc.edu. Right now, the score 30-17, Axtell over Dartmouth Lattice by 13 points. They led coming out of the first quarter to 10-6. Axtell able to put up an impressive 20 points in the second quarter. Dartmouth Lattice, they put on 11 points in the second quarter, so both teams' offenses started to kind of get more so going in that second quarter. Dartmouth West still trailing behind here at large by 13 points, but they are keeping in this game by the three-point shot, a team that is definitely relied on and relied on the three-point shot here this season and much throughout the Twin Valley. They determine it as a three-point shooting team. Dartmouth West, they have had 5 threes in the first half against Axtell, with 2 threes coming from Kaysen Keller, including the half-ending three. Coulter Peterson, he hit one. Dustin Vici's nailed one as well. And Ketcher Peterson, he's nailed a three on top. So 4 different players have hit threes, with Kaysen Keller knocking down the pair. Dartmouth West, 5 threes on the half, 8 rebounds, 13 turnovers, and 5 steals. Axtell, the big difference of why they're the ones on top, despite not having a lot of production from beyond the perimeter, is the 16 rebounds, the 9 of 12 at the free throw line, the 11 steals, and only the 11 turnovers. So Axtell right now, they're doing well on the defensive side, limiting their turnovers, but also forcing a lot of turnovers. They're working with a lot of points off turnovers with, you know, transitional points through steals. And that's a big thing that Jason Tynan kind of hammers each and every week with his team, is your best offense is your defense. And that's kind of what Axel's been relying on this game right now, is being able to get steals off their full court pressure, transition that into some easy points. And that is how this Axtell team has right now kept afloat here by 13 points. But definitely, if you were to ask right now, either James or head coach Jason Tynan, this is the second half that they really want to see their team do something a little different, come out with a little more fire, come out with a little more tempo, be a little more physical, and get off and get inside. That second quarter was just a, you know, glimpse of what Axtell can be here, and they're definitely going to want to try to repeat that in here in quarter number three and both quarter number four. For the Dawson West Mustangs, the big thing here is being able to be more aggressive on the inside. As again, not always can you rely on that three-point shot. We kind of talked about it a lot last week, that it's the Dawson West team that is primarily a three-point shooting team. They don't go a lot inside. They got a 6'4" forward in Michael Albers, but and he's only averaging, you know, about 5.6 rebounds a game. You need to get a guy like him hot in a game like this. And that's a big thing for Dawson West. You can try to keep hitting those three-point shots in the second half, let a couple of them, you know, come down. If you get an open guy on the outside perimeter, you get it to him and he takes that shot, and you fight for that rebound, you know, keep that offense moving. But start working that ball inside the paint a little more, and it's been every game I've called for Dawson West this past week. Every halftime, I've said the same thing. Get the ball inside the paint. Get the ball inside the paint. Work it inside the interior. Get your guys involved. And not just the post players, but your guards. You know, we saw, for example, against Clifton Clyde, Coulter Peterson, Kaysen Keller, and Dustin Veach all start kind of driving inside, maybe not just setting up their post players, whether it be a pick and roll or throw down a low block or a V-cut or a backdoor cut down low, trying to find a guy inside the paint, but instead just use your guards, drive inside, and draw a foul. Johnson West, they had not been up to the free throw line all in this game. And you know, that's what they did very well against Clifton Clyde. It was mostly, you know, again, a far shooting contest in the first half, but they came out and they played a little more inside in the final two quarters in that last matchup that they played. So Johnson West, you gotta love the fact that you've come out, you've shot very well so far with 5 threes, over 50% around the arc, but is it sustainable? That's a big question. We ask it every single game here for Johnson West. Is that sustainable? It was not sustainable the last time they played Axel. They had fell 66-32. They had played very close in the first half, but again, it was the shooting that lacked in the second half. So Johnson West, aggression, some physicalness underneath, be able to drive that ball inside, get yourself up to the free throw line. Those are all going to be keys here in the second half for Johnson West. And for Axel, it's about continuously trying to work out a transition, off steals, fast breaks, and being able to secure those points. They've had a lot of second chance opportunities, but they have not capitalized on them. We've got 2 minutes till the start of the second half. We'll take the break here. We'll come back and we'll start second half action here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Axel Boys up by 13, 30-17. Johnson West.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We have two quarters and 60 minutes altogether left of basketball action here tonight. 2.1 KMZA in our boys matchup between Axel and Johnson West. Axel 30 points, West 17. We talked about our halftime show brought to Highland Community College, close to home, far from the online at highlandcc.edu, that the West needs to be a little more sustainable here on the inside game if they want to be competitive here in this second half. Here, Axel, looking to keep their foot on the gas. Clayton Heinen driving inside, kicking out to Schmidt. Schmidt out to Detweiler at the top of the perimeter. Detweiler getting a screen, pick and roll, Stephen Logan, Sam Mann going opposite side with a pass to Schmidt. Schmidt to Leibarger. Leibarger holding the ball above his head. He'll drive inside, spinning through a defender and Veach, and in for two is Joe Leibarger. Leibarger here, 6 points on the game, three steals. He's at a nice one here for Axel. Axel up by 15 points, 32-17. With 7:15 to go in the third quarter, Axel over D-West. D-West with the ball, Veach on the left side wing. Bounce passing inside, ball is loose on the ground, stolen by Clayton Heinen, his third steal of the game. Axel here now with three different players with three steals. Heinen will pop a three-pointer, it's off the front iron. It's knocked around far side, picked back up by Axel in their offense. Inside drive, Leibarger, another slicer through some defenders. That time couldn't finish though. And Keller will get the defensive rebound. Setting up Dolphin Went. Pass half court. Here's Peterson. Peterson driving left side under his legs, working one-on-one against Detweiler. Peterson swing out right to catcher, his younger brother, freshman. Catcher setting a screen after passing it off back to Coulter. Coulter inside the paint, dishing it back out. Ball is loose on the ground, stolen by Heinen. Back-to-back steals for him. Down the floor, he's got an easy bunny. He finishes in for two, and his first points here of the game. Axel has got out on a hot start to begin this third quarter. They are now up by 17 points, their largest lead of the game, 34-17 over Jonathan West. Foul is called on the far side of the floor against Axel. Wyatt Detweiler, his first foul of the game, first team foul of the quarter for either team as well. 6:13 to go in quarter three, Axel 34, D. West 17. D. West getting the ball in the half court to Coulter Peterson. Peterson, a slide to his right side, feeds a three-pointer, that one bricked off the right elbow. And Logan Sandman making the rebound. Axel now with the ball. Schmitz to Detweiler. Detweiler inside. Backdoor cut by Schmitz. And Schmitz in for two. Detweiler an assist. Felt that connection a lot in the football season. Quarterback to
when your
running back combo.
Has a problem.
And now here, D. West getting this one down the floor. It's out to catcher Peterson. Catcher Peterson, left side wing. Bounce pass, far side skip to Coulter. Coulter. Dribbling, Veach, catcher, flying a three, and that one is short-armed up the basket. And Leibarger makes the rebound down the floor. He finishes in for two, and just like I said at half, Axel needing to work more efficiently off transition, off steals, and fast breaks. Here they're doing so. And they are right now with their foot on the gas, and they're going to force a timeout to be taken by head coach Jarek Shelton. And in Austin West Mustangs, it'll be a 30-second timeout. 5:12 left to go here in this third quarter. 38-17, Axel leads by 21 over D. West. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Hupless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
5 minutes, 12 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 38-17. Here is a 21-point lead for Axel over Jonathan West. Jonathan West with the ball. They've had a couple of turnovers here to start this quarter. Back-to-back steals from Clayton Heinen. Off West, though, getting this ball down the floor. Haring with it on the left wing. Haring, backside pass to his teammate, Peterson. Peterson setting up Keller on the right elbow shot. Missed and rebounded by Logan Sandman. Sandman down the floor. Detweiler, Heinen pass off Sandman. He was looking for a leap and a dunk, but Lewis lost the ball, but it's picked back up by his teammate in Schmitz. And a travel will be called by Clayton Heinen as he smiles and knows that what he did. Axel, their 12th turnover of the game. First turnover of quarter three. D. West getting this ball inside and working right to left of your dial. Shelton to Haring. That ball over his head sailed by Shelton. D. West, three turnovers in this third quarter. And now here's 16 turnovers on a game, a team that's only averaging 10 turnovers so far this season in the game. Shelton will come out after the turnover. Son of the head coach, Derek Shelton. And now Axel working with the ball. And they're going to get an offensive charge on Joe Leibarger, which is huge. That is his fourth foul now of the game. Joe Leibarger will come out here for substitution. Save him for the fourth quarter. And then will come Lucas Talbot, the 6-foot senior. The senior in for his senior. And here underneath the basket, Axel working with it. After another turnover, it's Detweiler who had the steal. And now he is fouled and goes up to the line and shoots two. Why is Detweiler up to the line to shoot two? We've got already 8 points here on this game, 2 steals and assists and 3 rebounds. Definitely a very quiet game for him. scoring-wise, he's been definitely very loud, but haven't called his name a ton, which kind of just means that every time he gets the ball, he executes with it. Top player on this team looking to return next year as the starting quarterback here for this unit for Axel, as well as the point guard here, the basketball side of things. And here at the free throw line, Detweiler snipes 2 for 2. It's now 40-17, our score. Axel leads over Donovan West here by 23 points. D-West with the ball, trying not to turn it over. Already 4 turnovers in this quarter, 17 here on the game. Finally, D-West here, they get it past half court. They have it set up on their own bench with Keller. Keller will throw it into Beach. Beach dribbles to his right side, passing out to Coulter. Coulter, 1-on-1 against Wyatt Detweiler. He drives inside the baseline. It's a kick out and steal by Schmidt. Schmidt down the floor. Eurostep inside, passes off to Talbot, and Talbot's fouled to go up the line and shoot 2. D-West now 5 turnovers in this quarter. 18 on the game. Struggling handling this Axel defense here in this third. Talbot out at the free throw line, already 2 points on the game for him. His first shot up is out. Talbot, he averages 5.5 points per game this season, 2.2 rebounds a game. He's got over 60 points scored, a Leonard winner and returner from last year. One of the four seniors here on this lineup as the second shot goes in. Axel up 41-17, a 24-point lead over DUS with 4:10 to go in this third quarter. Beach on the far wing, out to Keller. Keller dribbles his right side, out to Beach. Beach tracking up to the timeline. And he'll pass it out to his left to Peterson. Peterson driving. He'll flip it out right behind him. Keller, 3-point rainbow shot. And that is missed and taken away here by Wyatt Detweiler for his steal as it was inbounded back into him. With it, Axel, 3-point shot up by Heinen, missed, rebounded by Haring. He's down the floor quickly, fast break, trying to work that transition. D-West unable to score points. Haring under the basket, couldn't make the putback. And Sandman coming away with the rebound. Jonathan West still with 0 points here in this third quarter. Axel, they've scored 11. This is the strong third quarter that head coach Jason Tynan definitely wanted for his team. Sam ended up at the free throw line after being shot fouled from Donovan West. That was against Michael Albers. Two tallest players for both teams. Sam at 6'6" and Albers at 6'4". D-West. Sam Mann's first shot is up and good. He's now 2 for 3 on the game from the free throw line. Trying to make it 75%. With this next free throw shot, it's up and it's off the back iron. And they're going to get a foul on Axel, on Talbot. The first one was good. The second one missed by Sandman. 42-17. Axel over D-West. D-West still looking for their first points in the third quarter with only 3:23 to go of it. Beach working with the ball behind his back. And he will throw it right to an Axel player as he hits the ground. Slow to get up and a little wobble, but Beach is good. He'll go over and high-five his teammate. And Coulter Peterson. Dr. West has this ball still. They'll throw it in from their own bench. Shelton. Back in the game here, Brandon Shelton, 6-foot freshman. Inbounded into Coulter. Coulter Peterson at half court. One on one against Schmantz. He'll flip around here, driving inside. Fadeaway shot from the top tee. And a slicer for Coulter Peterson. The first points here of quarter three for D West. Finally, here on the board. But Axel, still with the dominating lead, 42-19. But 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Axel with the ball. Pick and roll is set by Sandman. And they're going to get an illegal screen on Logan Sandman. That'll be his second foul of the game. Clock stopped at 2:47 in this third. 42-19, Axel over to U.S. U.S. making a substitution Brady Mech and Cason Keller, and also having him go and throw the ball in on the inbound play. Trying to work against a full-court defense. Oh, Axel, and a foul is called on Axel. They'll put it against Landon Schmidt. It's his second foul of the game. Axel, a couple players with some foul trouble, but the fifth foul has been reached for Axel as a team. So that'll put Dolphin West up to the free throw line to shoot two. Colter Peterson, the 5'10" senior, second team all-league return from last year, up to the line to shoot two. Peterson, he's got 5 points on the game. Only points here in this third quarter for Donovan West. Missing his first free throw shot here at the line. It's the first time D. West has been up to the line in this game. Colter Peterson, a player who is leading this team, D. West, in assists this year with over 60, averaging 4 a game nearly. And second free throw shot is up and in. Peterson is over a 70% shooter from the free throw line. Nails the second one. And now it's a 22-point game, 42-20. Axel still up by 22. But 2:40 to go in this third quarter. Axel with the ball. Sandman to Talbot. Foul on the floor. Called on Rucker Haring. Haring, they got a push on from him. Axel sticking with the possession. It's Detweiler. Detweiler into his left. Out to Heinen. Heinen, low pass. Talbot, Detweiler, three-point shot, up, off the front iron, and rebounded by Keller. Keller using all of 6'1" to go up and grab that board. Now D. West has the ball, with 2:20 to go in the third quarter, down 22, 42-20 to Axel. D. West, three-point shot, stopped by the freshman, and it sank! 5 players for Dolphin West have hit threes in this game. D. West, their first three of the third quarter, they have 6 threes on the game. Axel, looking to respond. Talbot in the key to Sandman. Sandman, 1-on-1, fouled. It'll go up to the line to shoot two. That was on Michael Albers. The second foul, Hayden Paulino. That's his first foul of the game. He has come in for Albers. First shot up for Sandman is good. Sandman last time up hit his first shot, missed his second. Here on the game, Logan Sandman, 3 out of 5, trying to get 4 out of 6. His next shot is up and off the back of the iron, and rebounded by Cason Keller on the box out. Keller, 3 rebounds in this quarter here for Donovan West. D. West, they struggled with 3 rebounds in the first half with only 8. Here they've recorded 5 in this quarter, a 3-point shot up and in for Cason Keller. He's got 3 threes now on the game at 2 threes in quarter 2. Now Axel with the ball. Talbot at the top of the perimeter. Right side he goes to Schmidt. Now back around the perimeter. Sandman to Detweiler. With his legs, driving left side, left lane, over the top of the glass, and rebounded by Braylon Shelton, his first rebound of the game. 68 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's 43-26. Axel over Donovan West. D. West with the ball. A foul called on Logan Sandman. As Colter Peterson will go up to the free throw line to shoot two. Nice drive from him. Sandman, that'll be his third foul of the game. Peterson here to shoot at the free throw line. His first shot is up and in. For Peterson. A substitution here on the floor for the Axel Eagles as they bring out Logan Sandman and put in Abram Kostel. They take out also Landon Schmidt. Peterson trying to finish up these free throw shots at the line. His first shot was up and in, trying to do the same with his second. And the second one follows through as well. Colter Peterson here, 5 points in this third quarter. D. West, they went the first 5 minutes nearly of this quarter with no points. Here they've scored 11 points in the last 2 minutes. Axel here with the ball. Up now only by 15, 43-28. And they're going to have a turnover on Axel. So Let's say Axel touched out of bounds with the ball. And then Axel trying to get his feel right back from D-West. The D-West here controls it. With Colter Peterson, 40 seconds to go this third quarter. D-West down 43-28 to Axel. Here are our boys matchup. D-West with it at the top of the timeline with Colter Peterson. Peterson drives, baseline, to the far corner, setting up the freshman. Shelton in and out of the back. Bucket. But underneath, Hayden Paulino makes the offensive rebound, and his shot is knocked out of bounds. Now 19 seconds to go this third quarter. Clock is frozen. 43-28 our score. Axel up by 15 over D West. Having at one point a 20-plus point lead. The D West, they have scored 11 points in the last 2 minutes. Now going on three. Here's Colter Peterson driving inside, floating it off the back of the board. Couldn't make the shot. Heinen makes the rebound. Axel with now 3 seconds to go. Quarter three in the corner. Here's Aver Kostel. Tosses up off the front of the iron. Almost a three-pointer to end quarter three. But Axel will head into the fourth quarter with a lead of 15, 43-28 over Jonathan West. We'll take a step aside. We're back here in 60 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Hanselan.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Start of quarter number four. Immediate timeout has been taken, but we'll keep it here between Axel and Jonathan West. Axel right now up 43-28 over the Jonathan West Mustangs. Here the Axel Eagles in the third quarter outscore Jonathan West just 13-11. They allowed 0 points in about the first 4 minutes of the quarter. And then in the final about 3 minutes or so, Jonathan West finally got themselves on the board. Colter Peterson with a high key 2-point shot. And then two three-pointers came on through with Braylon Shelton as well as Kaysen Kellers taking on into the basket. So D West, they pulled themselves back from what was a 22-point deficit at one point in this game. A little more than that. And then now, they've come back slowly and surely, and they're in this contest again here against Axel. Only 43-28. Axel ahead of D West. Actually, been out without their best player here tonight, Colin Shaughnessy. I was not given a reason for his absence tonight, but he is on the bench with the Axel Eagles. And Filter Peterson starts this quarter with a big 2-point shot. Now just a 13-point game. Axel only down by, or only up by 13 now. 3-point shot missed by Sam Mann, rebounded by Kaysen Kellers. Kaysen Kellers down the floor. Now to Colter Peterson. Colter Peterson inside. He is fouled. He will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Peterson has had an incredible second half here with the Donovan West Mustangs with 7 total points. 10 points on the game. His next shot is up and in up here at the free throw line. Colter Peterson shooting over 71% from the free throw line. Defense's team shoots over 60%. This game, he's got 4 made free throw line shots out of 5. He'll now be 4 of 6. He misses his next one. Rebound is made by Detweiler. His fourth board of the game. Axel with the ball. Out to Schmidt. Schmidt. Inside wing. Now driving out. Kicking out the Sandman. Sandman spinning inside the paint. Trying to go up with the ball. Now he turns around. Bounce passes to Bill Liebarger. Bill Liebarger one-on-one. Trying to go off the board. Couldn't get to go in. Last rebound by Sandman. And now Axel. A second chance opportunity. Schmidt. He is fouled. No, they're going to say he traveled. He lost his footing. Now give the ball back to the Donovan West Mustangs with 6:50 to go in this fourth quarter. D-West only down by 12 now, 43-31. D-West, they have not beaten Axel since 2021. They have lost 8 consecutive games here against this Axel team. D-West have been a team of a lot of incredible stories this season. This would definitely add on to him. Keller, 3-point shot is up and off the back of the iron. And rebounded by Logan Sandman. Down the floor is Detweiler. Detweiler on the near wing. Now Sandman on the high post. Driving inside. Left hand trying to look for a finish. He's fouled. He'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Well, actually, looks like they're... Well, Sandman, I think, thinks he's going to go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Looks like they might set up an inbound play here, and they will be. So the foul will be on the floor. Officials trying to get a spot cleaned up here on the floor under the glass, and they get it situated. Axel throwing it in under the glass. They get into Schmidt. Schmidt's on the far side corner. He's looking to his right, eyeing Detweiler. He'll dribble up to him and pass it to him as well. Detweiler now working with it to his right. Back to Schmidt on his left. Schmidt, Detweiler. Detweiler, Bill Liebarger. He flashes up top to Sandman. Sandman now to Bill in the far corner. 17 seconds here on the shot clock. Inside, nice backdoor look to Bill Liebarger as he goes in for 2, his first points of the game. Axel, they have had 8 different scores in this contest. 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter, 45-31. Axel up by 14 on D-West. D-West with the ball. Colter Peterson, Athel Shelton on the right wing, now the far corner. Keller, who's hit 3 threes on this game. Passes it up top. 12 seconds here on the shot clock as D-West works around the perimeter. Shelton will pull up 4-3. The freshman just off the mark. And the rebound's by Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler, 5 rebounds in this game. Logan Sandman trying to make a reverse layup 2 feet under the glass on the opposite side of where the basket is. And the rebound's made by Paulino for D-West. D-West here with the ball. Colter Peterson at half court. Dribbling out to the right side. He'll transfer out to his right to Keller. Keller dribbling up to the top of the 3-point line. He'll set a screen for Haring. Haring stumbling up to the key. Marie gets his footing. Throws it out to his teammate Colter for a 3-pointer. It's missed. And taken out down the floor by Joe Liebarger. Foul called on Donovan West. Foul called on Rucker Haring. Joe Liebarger. He's back in this game for Axel. He's got 4 fouls in this contest. Donovan West going to go set up 3 here in the substitution with Michael Alvarez, catcher Peterson, Dustin Beach all coming into the game. Lucas Talbot and Clayton Sinan come in here for Axel, taking out Logan Sandman. Here's a 3-point shot up by Detweiler in and out of the bucket, but rebounded by Bill Liebarger. He's able to go in for the putback. Excuse me, Joe Liebarger. And Joe Liebarger has had a terrific game here. 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. He's got 4 fouls in this game. Here is shot is up and good for the and one. Now Joe Liebarger here at 9 points on the game. Donovan West with the ball, Colter Peterson. Working with it, pass half court, the Axel Eagle logo. Peterson driving out to his right side. He'll switch his hands back to his left, bounce passing the catcher. catcher inside the paint, cuts it out, right side, three-point shot is up and off the right iron from Beach and into the hands of Schmidt. Schmidt, his sixth rebound of the game, setting up Joe Liebarger, an open three-pointer cashed in from the near corner. Joe Liebarger now double digits here on this game. Axel with a 51-31 point lead over Donovan West. Zach Laubers gets the ball, fouled, he'll go up and shoot at the free throw line. Axel, they allowed the game to get drawn within 12 points at the beginning of this fourth quarter. Now they've separated it back to a 20-point contest, 51-31. Looks like Joe Beinbarger has picked up his fifth foul, and he is fouled out of this game. Here at the free throw line is Michael Albers. His first shot is up and off the left of the basket. After this game, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate and also our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And as a reminder here, our coaches' shows on Wednesdays and Thursdays evenings on KMZA, starting at 5:30 p.m. D. West, second shot is missed by Albers. Rebounded by the offense, though. Here they work with it. Second shot is missed. And now Axel takes over from a rebound from Schmidt. Axel with the ball and a charge called on Lucas Talbot. Talbot, his first charge called against him in this game and his second personal foul. 3:53 remains of quarter number four between the Axel boys and D West boys. 51-31, Axel on top of D West. Both these teams undefeated in Twin Valley League play. Someone got to take a loss in the column. D. West working with the ball. Coulter Peterson out the catcher. The brother of the combo. And out of Veach. Veach on the left side wing. The ball is knocked away out of bounds. Block stopped at 3:44 to go. When these two teams matched up last Thursday, it was 66-32. We had a winning clock here in the fourth quarter. D. West, they have played a way better game here against this Axel Eagle team. Of course, Axel without Colin Shaughnessy here today for unspecified reasons. But Coulter Peterson here drives in a two from the top of the key. Axel with the ball, bounce pass into Sandman. Sandman around the perimeter. Now drive from Liebarger. It'll be fouled. They're going to call it on the floor on Donovan West. Clock frozen at 3:22. Left to go in this game, 51-33. An 18-point game. Axel ahead, though, on the West. But Clayton Hyman makes it back to 20 points. With a drive on the baseline, Hyman is one of his first starts here this season. He's had a great night with 4 steals, 4 points, and 2 rebounds. D. West with the ball. Shelton out to Veach at the top of the perimeter. Veach dribbling out to his left. Now switch back to his right between his legs, crossing over. He'll go to Coulter. Coulter to Shelton. Shelton, Veach. Veach, three-pointer, flyer up in the air, and the ball is being pinballed around behind the back of Sandman, but rebounded by Schmidt. Schmidt's down the floor. Out to Detweiler, to Heinen. Heinen, three-pointer, off the bucket, and rebounded by Detweiler. Axel with the ball. They go into Sandman. Sandman trying to go underneath the basket. He is fouled, and he will go up to shoot two at the free throw line. Sandman, this is his fourth trip up to the free throw in this game. Every trip he's had so far, he's one of two at the line. He's 3-for-6 here on the game. He's had a very nice night, though. 6 rebounds in the first half, 5 here in the second. 11 boards on the game. And to accompany those 11 boards is now 10 points, a double-double here for the junior at 6-foot-6 in Logan Sandman. As he has his first free throw shot on this trip, and he misses his second, so he keeps it consistent. He's went 1 of 2 every time at the line, and his all 4 trips here in this game. D. West with the ball is Peterson after he made the rebound. Peterson in the far corner, drives baseline, loses the ball on the ground, taken away by Wyatt Detweiler, his fourth steal of the game. And he's able to get the great finish for two. Now down the floor, another steal here by Lucas Talbot. And this Axel offense, but they lose the ball out of bounds. Both teams transition the turnover. Now less than 2 minutes to go in quarter four. Axe looking to run away with this one with a 23-point lead now over D-West, 56-33. D-West bounce pass inside. Catcher to Veach, but then another steal. Three straight steals now here for Axel, and Sandman's got a finish. 4-2. Now 12 points on the game for Logan Sandman. Axel has just been impressive. Well over 16 steals on this game. Had 11 in the first half. A team that's averaging about 14 steals a contest. Three-pointer up by Coulter. Missed. Rebounded by Albers. He's fouled for the putback. They'll go up the free throw line. They shoot and one. Albers getting his first points of the game. Bonathan West here with six different scorers in this game now. Albers becoming the sixth. Logan Sandman, Lucas Talbot, and Landon Schmitz all coming off here the floor and on the bench most likely to end their night. As Riley Hazekamp comes in for the first time in here for Axel, so a couple of bench players to finish out this game for Axel. Bill Leibarger, Kabram Austell. Albers, this is his and one, makes his own rebound though, and goes back in for two. 21-point game, Axel over DUS, 58-37. With 77 seconds left to go here in this contest. Axel with the ball, DUS applying a full court pressure. Riley Hazekamp trying to get it in bounds. He finds Clayton Heinen. Heinen bounce pass, gets it down the floor to Detweiler. And Detweiler, he's fouled. He'll go up to the line to shoot two. Detweiler, you have to the free throw line to shoot two. A minute 14 remaining here in this game. And then we have a stoppage here on the floor. It's to substitute out a player who is fouled out of this game. It is Rucker Haring. He will come out, and in will come here Brecken Falk, the freshman. And the first shot is up and missed from Wyatt Detweiler. Detweiler is now 2 of 3 at the free throw line this game. We're 60% here this season shooting. He takes aim, fires his next free throw shot, and makes that one hit. Wyatt Detweiler, 13 points here on the contest, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and an assist. He's had a very good night here for the letter winner, junior, here for Axel. D. West, 3-point shot up, cashed in by catcher Peterson. His second 3 of the game. But it's a 19-point contest with only 60 seconds to go. Excellence come away with this one to bounce back after their 35-game winning streak came to an end to Hanover. A winning streak that went all the way through the Class 1 Division 2 title last year against Cunningham 57-39. Axel getting back in the win column, looking to stay undefeated in CBL play, going up to 6-0 this season and bringing a 14-1 on the overall and 7-0 at home. But here, in for two, Heinen. As the shot clock buzzes, but Heinen was able to get his shot off in time. It's 61-40. A 21-point game. Axel ahead of Donovan West. Just 23 seconds to go. D. West with the ball. Catcher Peterson, 3-point shot, is up and out of bounds. Clock will stop. Upcoming here on the schedule, Axel. Couple games coming up here for him. Next Friday we'll have coverage of this Axel team as they take on Hanover here at home as well. For Donovan West, we will reach the final of this game. 61-40. Axel comes up victorious over the Donovan West Mustangs by 21 points. We'll take a step aside here for our post-game show and our player of the game. Again, our boys' final score. No girls game tonight. There's only a boys' matchup. Axel wins over Donovan West 61-40. Step aside. We'll be right back here for our post-game on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? nothing is over until we decide it is.
Happy Monday to Friday.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here at Game of the Week here on a Tuesday between the Yaksel Eagles and the Johnson West Mustangs here on 92.1 KMZ. It's a post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also a play of the game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Yaksel Eagles improved to 14-1 this season and bouncing back after a loss against the Hanover Wildcats in the CDL Championship last Friday, 61-40 here over the Donovan West Mustangs as D-West drops to 10-6 this season and losing their first TVO game to drop to 3-1. The Yaksel Eagles led at the half 30-17 going into the third quarter. That was the interesting quarter there. D-West had no points in about the first 4.5 minutes of it, being outscored at one point about 11-0. But D-West, they bounced back in the end of that third quarter, started to make this game a little competitive. Drew it to a 12-point game here in the near end of the second half. But actually, they would find the pedal to the metal. They put their foot down, and they would get back on top, and they would stay on top for the remainder of this game. So it was that 20-point win, 61-40 over the Johnson West Mustangs. Johnson West was led by Coulter Peterson with 12 points and Casey Keller behind them with 11 with three threes on the game. Donovan West had seven total scores on the game and five different players hit 3-point shots with two of them hitting two or more 3-pointers. Catcher Peterson hitting two and Casey Keller hitting three of his own as Johnson West as his team finished with eight total threes on the game and five from the first half. For Axel, led by Joe Weinbarger, Wyatt Detweiler, 12 points from Joe Weinbarger and 13 points from Wyatt Detweiler, but also 12 points from Logan Sandman. So three different players with double-digit scoring. Axel having 8 total players score in tonight's action, with Landon Schmitz also having a notable game with 8 total points, 3 steals, and also over 9 rebounds on the game. Just a big game here from him, from Axel. To Axel finished with over 25 rebounds on this game, limiting to Jonathan West under 20 on the contest. Axel also had 17 steals to finish this game. And the player of the game here of this contest, going here to kind of a mix of different players you definitely have. You got Joe Weibarger, who finished kind of with 12 points, 3 steals, 4 rebounds. He found out Wyatt Detweiler, though, he had a great game, very quiet game. The team with 13 points, had 4 steals and assists and 5 rebounds. And then Logan Sandman, 2 steals, 12 points, and the double-double on the day, the only double-double from any player, with about 11 rebounds on this game. So kind of splitting the 3-way tie here for this player of the game, giving it to both and all. Joe Weibarger, Wyatt Detweiler, and Logan Sandman, all 3 of them, phenomenal games, each in their own way. Defensive-sided, under the glass, getting rebounds, getting steals, producing in each individual one of those quarters to help this Axel team stay afloat. All of them did their jobs there to help definitely push this Axel team to this victory. Again, the Axel Eagle boys won 61-40. We did not have a girls game tonight, as the Axel Eagles had to cancel due to lack of players for tonight's actions. That matchup will be played at a future date, which we will not have coverage of. But again, the Dauphin West Mustangs and Axel girls, they will play at a future time yet to be decided. But the final here for our boys game and our only matchup here tonight, 61-40, Axel over Jonathan West. Thank you here for listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.